Saul Williams is a man with a message, and he will use any medium available to share that message. As a writer and poet, he's published 5 books, including The Dead MC Scrolls, The Lost Teachings of Hip Hop. As an actor, he's appeared in film, TV, and recently starred in Holler If You Hear Me, a Broadway musical featuring the music of Tupac Shakur. He's recently released his 5th album. It is called Martyr, Loser, King. How can I describe it? It's a feeling that no one will talk about. Through all his work is a common thread of social activism. In this most recent release, Williams's lyrics speak of social injustice and inequality on a global scale. Saul Williams joins me now from our studios at NPR West. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just start off by asking you this semi-obvious question, but Martyr, Loser, King, there's some kind of MLK reference in there. Can you unpack that title for me?
Sure. In my project, Martyr, Loser, King is the screen name of a hacker living in Burundi who becomes sort of a virtual phenomenon, kind of like a virtual Banksy, until he is labeled as a terrorist and lives up to his name. Of course, the idea for the title came about when I was living in Paris and hearing Francophone people mispronounce Martin Luther King. And so one time in conversation, someone said, "Oh, I was thinking about Martin Luther King." Wait a second. What did you? You know, I went home and reflected on that. That's brilliant. The ideas that come from mispronunciation.
Yeah.
You know.
So let's dig into this character a little bit. A hacker.
Yep.
Living in, you know, a complicated digital age.
Yes.
Before we dig into his story, let's listen to a little bit of Burundi, which is the soundtrack of this story. Hacker, I'm a hacker, I'm a hacker in your hard drive. $100,000 Tesla ripping through your hard drive. Oh, Jesus, pull the core, seek up what you standing for. Buckle up, let's knuckle up and tell Muhammad, bring a sword. There's some darkness in there. That's an ominous sound. What's going on? Tell me about this guy.
Well, what's interesting, that area in Central Africa, Great Lakes region, the Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, is an area where 80% of the world's coltan comes from, first off. And coltan is the precious mineral that's in all of our smartphones and laptops, and 80% of it comes from the Central African region, which through resources is probably one of the richest areas on the planet. But through exploitation, through imperialism, through capitalism, dating back to colonialism, it's, you know, one of the places of greatest injustice and what have you. I chose Burundi primarily because it's until recently now in the news, it would be the one place in that region where people haven't necessarily heard of.
So that in and of itself could be like this a huge story, but this is just the leaping off point for this this character. So what is he running from?
Well, the first, he's running from exploitation, and but really it's about what he's running to. You know, he's running to a world that is run by technology and where the whistleblowers are being martyred.
Let's play another song off the album. This is called Think Like They Books Say, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Cool. Met this girl on Friday night, rocky hour picture night, Cuban stogie karaoke, purple satin bra and tights. That's what I was wearing, she was wearing red and purple light. White smoke, had bright hopes, keep their mistakes.
In a parable, there is some kind of usually redemption or forgiveness, some kind of conclusion. So without giving too many spoilers for someone who wants to kind of absorb the entire experience of the parable, but what is the closure here? Is there closure?
Well, you know, one thing we haven't talked about is the fact that I'm working with First, Second Books on the graphic novel of Martin Luther King. And I started that at the same time I started the album. And whereas the music kind of just speaks around what's happening in the story, if you want to know what happens in the parable, you'll have to get the graphic novel when it comes out a year from now.
Oh, aren't you the good marketing guy? Poet and businessman. That's what it takes these days, I suppose.
It's always taken that. I mean, let's not forget that Rambo quit writing poetry and ran to the same region and started selling guns. Mm. Poet and businessman.
So we can talk again, because there's much more to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about Martin Luther King for quite some time.
Saul Williams spoke to us from our studios at NPR West. His new album is called Martyr, Loser, King. Thanks so much for talking with us, Saul.
Thank you. Red stain on the concrete, disdain for the bare feet. Work, work, Makatongo, no perk for the bongo.
That's music by Saul Williams. Our theme music was composed by BJ Lederman.